You want action? There's action right here. Bet live horse racing from around the country every day, right from your phone, tablet, or laptop with ExpressBet.com. There's no greater thrill than breaking down the stats, picking a winner, and cashing a big payout. Live race feeds, real-time odds, handicapping tools, and more. ExpressBet.com is safe, secure, legal, and oh so easy to use. Sign up today and pick your bonus amount, $20, $100, even $500. Start playing the ponies today from anywhere with ExpressBet.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Sage Rosenfels.
Good physical stature, can see. And looks to be smart with the football.
12-year NFL quarterback.
Rosenfeld, rolling, near side, throwing to the end zone, touchdown!
Our Tuesday morning quarterback.
There's just so many combinations that a defense can do to confuse a quarterback, even veteran quarterbacks. That is the complex, deep science of football that very few people understand.
Sage Rosenfels,
brilliant!
With Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
He is here. We can vouch for the big physical stature. Can see
absolutely
really well. Now that he is here with us, Sage Rosenfels of KFan and various other outlets, but he is a man without a boss. He's a man.
That's true. Says what he wants and what
why
he wants.
Why would you want to have a boss?
Right, a man. Right?
Unless you just want somebody to take care of all of the like paperwork and like your insurance and have all this. Like, I just want a paycheck,
do
which
bosses
is fine.
Do that for people?
Well,
that's not happening for me.
You're part of some sort of system that's in place, and
that's
you're
true.
Putting in your hours, you're putting in your work, mm-hmm. you're putting in your expertise, and then at the end of the day, you get some sort of paycheck. So, right. So, when you're your own boss, you actually have to handle those details a little bit more, but you get to do it whatever the heck you want.
So you have the joys of filing 1099.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
thrill.
I don't mean filing. I send stuff off to my accountant. They send me stuff back. I sign it and I send them a check or whatever it is.
It's the good life, man.
So it's not. Well, I live in Nebraska. That's they call it the good life over there. So no, I can't complain. I do a radio station in Minneapolis called Score North. It's their ESPN. Affiliate up there, and I told them I want to go to 2 away games a year as part of like the contract, just because like I like to travel, you know what I mean?
There you go.
And so when I saw the Bears game, I was like, all right, Bears late September, I want to go to that game. So I've been here since Friday hanging out. My old agents in town went and met in that office on Friday and staying in town now, which is nice. I actually get to come in studio and have a flight tonight back to Omaha. So not a bad gig. And I enjoy I do enjoy when I tell people like, what do you do? You know, I'm a retired NFL journeyman backup quarterback who lives in Omaha, Nebraska, got 3 kids. You know, I got to figure out a Halloween costume for my daughter coming up. Like, they're, you know, I'm just doing that thing. Right. But then what's nice is I get to watch football and talk about it. So with Minnesota and the Vikings, I do that 3 days a week up there. And with you guys on Tuesdays, people say, what do you do? And I'm like, well, here's a Tuesday.
Yeah, right?
I wake up. I have a cup of coffee. And waking up is like 8 a.m. All right. And I am a late owl. Like, I go to bed like at midnight, 1 o'clock. So I sleep in and or get the kids off to school, whatever. But I have coffee. I watch the Bears game, particularly the offense. I take notes on this pad of paper. And then you guys call me and I talk for 15 minutes and you guys pay me. Like, what? I mean, people are like, you get paid to talk about football? I was like, yes, it's great. And the cool thing with this for me is, and I went out to dinner with Robert Mays last night. He writes for The Ringer.
Oh, he's so good.
Right, really, but he
good.
Covers the entire NFL. Now, I watch my fair share of football. On Sundays, he goes to a sports bar in town that plays every NFL game. And he literally, and he's on like a chat with some other guys in other parts of the country, sort of doing the same thing that I'll work with The Ringer. And they are totally into every one of these games, the stats, the information. That is a chase. That is like, holy cow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're watching the game last night together, you know, a little bit. I mean, it's 2-0-3 teams, right? There's nothing that much.
That was.
It's not like the night to be on Twitter and to be like, oh, you know, great play by Andy Dalton, you know. So
that one burned the eyes.
It was almost like a night off for him. Ooh. You know what I mean? But for me, I get to focus on the Vikings and I get to focus on the Chicago Bears and in particular Mitchell Trubisky or now Chase Daniel. for who knows how long or how long this is going to be.
It's funny you bring up Mays. We're actually going to have him on the show on Friday.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I was reading some things around. I enjoy tomorrow. Oh, I apologize.
Tomorrow?
Okay, cool. Tomorrow. That's even better.
And he tweets pictures of his dog. So, you know,
yeah, there you go.
He does tweet pictures of his dog. Yep. Yes.
See, I'm telling you what you have solved.
Well, you know what that is, and I understand that. I understand his pain there. So when you're a, like, sort of do what I do, I'm home at my house hanging out, right? I'm not in an office. I'm not meeting people at the front desk and coming up here and hanging out with other people. You're home hanging out with your dog.
Yep.
Watching film.
Big part of your life.
You know, trying to write an article or two or whatever. Like, and I write an article for The Athletic as well. And so, like, you're just sort of hanging out, right? It's a little isolating sometimes, but your dog truly, that's why probably like Mina Kimes has like this dog that
she does
her podcast with, because when you're sort of in this world of like following the NFL, following sports, a lot of times it's sitting from your couch, watching stuff, talking on the radio, and writing articles. So
well, what makes me crazy is that knowing you're in Omaha, and now my first cousins both live there. My dad's from there. I spent a lot of time there.
Are they married? No.
And looking at what the property, what you can get for your money, what you can get for your condo right now where you live.
Yeah.
You could live like a kid. You'd have a house in Regency. Like, you'd have an acre and a half.
Really?
Yes. You don't want to know.
I don't know what his condo is worth, but
it's fine.
It's a Chicago two-bedroom condo.
I'll tell you, for $500,000 in Omaha, Nebraska, you can, the house would look like something. It is more than the, you know, a nice house with the white picket fence. It's like, That's a really nice big home.
You could spend $500,000 here in town and not necessarily get both bathrooms.
That is absolutely correct, and not an exaggeration.
No, you might not get the second bathroom.
I played for the New York Giants. Right, it was expensive. Hoboken is where I lived, right across the river in New Jersey. I've lived in some fairly expensive places. I lived in Boulder, Colorado. Boulder, Colorado is super expensive.
Gorgeous town.
But Omaha, Nebraska, because it's sort of like Kansas City. If people know Kansas City, there's unlimited amounts of space. So it's like, well, we'll just build another interstate or extend the interstate, and we'll just build more houses that used to be in a soybean field. And they throw them up fast, and they all look sort of similar. A lot of browns and grays, and some sort of rock, you know, some sort of stone on the front or brick or whatever. And it's the good life there. It is not hard there, and that's what I think why people like about you. It's the unemployment rate's like less than 2%, and a lot of white collar jobs. And you can get a nice home, raise your kids. Mm-hmm. It's fairly safe, and you don't have to deal with like the traffic on the Dan Ryan Expressway. See how I know my Chicago lingua?
Nice. There you go.
All right, so you don't have to deal with like that, which is hard, you know, or trains, or you know, the loud L train. But when I come to Chicago, because my dad's from here, both a South and North Sider, I love it because I realize I'm in a world class city. Like, this is not. You know, I spend a lot of time in Minneapolis. I think it's a great town. All right. You go to Indianapolis for the combine.
Sure.
Like it's a nice city. But Chicago is like, holy cow. I'm eating breakfast and like people are definitely from either Russia or Poland or something that were like talking next to me. And like it's a world-class city. And the impressiveness of the buildings and having the lake. And I'm staying right down by Grant Park.
There you go.
It's been a really enjoyable 4 days.
So Mitch is out. All of a sudden, here comes Chase Daniel. And I'll say this. The ball was out on time.
Yeah.
It was. And I'm not starting a controversy. I don't know to what extent.
Well, you should.
You can.
That's what I'm asking. I mean, if you think, you know, you think you whip everybody into a frenzy. Who do you think should start for the Bears? Light up the phones. But the ball's out on time.
Yeah, it's out on time. It's called anticipation. All right. Anticipation takes processing of information, but first it's actually understanding the information, understanding what you see and what's going to happen based off of where somebody is. And Chase Daniel, because he backed up Drew Brees, and Drew Brees is the all-time anticipator. Why? Because he doesn't have the huge arm. He can't see it and throw it, as in see him open, throw him the ball. Some quarterbacks do that who don't understand the game at a super, super high level. So years of experience he's got on his side, obviously over Mitch. And obviously, you know, it's like being behind Drew Brees and seeing all the little details that Drew has to see so he's on time and not late with the football. And you saw an accurate and just honestly quick release. Chase Daniel's got a quick release, you know. Every quarterback throws the ball a little bit differently, and he has a very sort of tight, doesn't have a big arm. He's not going to throw the ball 65 yards downfield. I don't see any time soon, But, you know, short, intermediate throws, his accuracy is good. He's on time. And I talk on this show a lot about, like, Mitchell taking extra hitch or things like that. You didn't see that in this game. You know, it's slight pocket movement, staying in a throwing position, and then pretty accurate throws. And he missed. He didn't play perfect. He missed a couple throws that were actually pretty easy. There was a sprint left for a first down. We call it sprint left option. There's a little sort of a pick play. But he had the guy open, Miller open for a first down. He didn't play perfect, but he did a nice job. And he also, as another veteran move, is when you get the lead and you're up 10-0 and you're up 13-0 against a team that's doing nothing on the other side. When you're young, you're just sort of focused on yourself, like, hey, we got to score next drive, whatever. When you're older, you start to go, how are we going to win this game? And then you could tell he was became less aggressive. He didn't put throws into harm's way. He played the game out like a strategist, and that's nice to see. And Nagy did too. But like, you know, as you said, when you saw Kirk Cousins wasn't, they weren't going to score very many points over there. So like, let's just not force anything. Let's make the right throw. But the anticipation, the processing of information, you could tell a very big difference in how quickly he got the ball out.
I thought that Mike Zimmer got pantsed by Matt Nagy. Yeah. I thought that Mike Zimmer just...
What does that even mean?
I thought he coached poorly in a couple of ways. In that, on one side of the ball...
We don't talk like that in Omaha.
Chase Daniel, pretty common here. What does Chase Daniel have difficulty with? A rush straight up the middle. The stuff in the A-gaps where he has trouble seeing and things start to go and he kind of crumbles, you know, and things go badly for him and he can't quite climb the pocket in the way Mitch does.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that. They didn't congest that area. On the other side,
I'll say this: like he got some pressure, but he gets the ball out. And you know, Aaron Rodgers had 53 sacks last year. Did you know they got sacked 53 times? Here's a guy that can scramble around and creates time and buys time. And Deshaun Watson gets sacked too much because they're holding the ball in the pocket longer. Mm-hmm. But if you know exactly where you want to go with the football, Aaron does it because he's trying to make magic happen all the time. He doesn't need to, you know, just get your completions. And I think Chase has a thing, I feel like, sort of like I had when I was playing preseason games, of just get completions.
Yeah.
When the ball's in the quarterback's hand, we're not getting any closer to the end zone. You know what I mean? It has to get
I'm standing here.
I'm here. Yeah. We got to go there, and I'm not going to be the one that's going to carry it there. It's got to be in somebody else's hand. The quicker I get to them, then they can do something with it.
Can they win the Super Bowl by just making completions, though? Whether it's Chase Daniel or whether
that's
it's Mitch.
No,
I mean, they can't, right?
No. Okay. I mean, the NFC is interesting this year because there's not like a Patriots, Chiefs, like sort of a dominant looking team. Cowboys are looking pretty dang good, but but they can definitely get in the playoffs. And, you know, but Chase could maybe get hot. We don't know. I mean, we've never seen him in that type of run or to play, you know, two thirds or three quarters. Let's just say somehow he plays the rest of the season, plays three quarters of the season, and he gets better and better as time goes on. I can see him playing really good football. He's never really had a super extended amount of time. So we don't know. But I tell you what, I was walking back through Grant Park after that game the other day, talking with my fellow radio announcer, Matt Collar, up in Minnesota. We're walking, and I said, of the three quarterbacks that played in the game, which one would you like to have as the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings? He goes, Chase Daniel.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Second overall pick or third overall pick? Was it
second
overall pick?
Mitch.
And the guy's getting $28 million a year and has $29.5 on the books for next year guaranteed. And he wants a journeyman backup, right? You know, sort of a career backup in Chase Daniel. But the processing of information, an accurate throwing ability, and to understand coverage and to get the ball out, man, the offensive line loves it. They play better. They're like, hey, we got a quarterback that gets the ball out. And he did a nice job. He said, subtly moved in the pocket last night. He knows what he's doing. He's not, the situation's not too big for him. But I don't know to win Super Bowl, I would doubt it. But you just don't know as the season progresses because, you know, no one thought much of Kurt Warner when he came in, or some guy sometimes of like, well, this guy's always just sort of been a backup. And the next thing you know, he, you know, plays five games and just starts lighting it up. And their offense looked, that was a well-oiled machine, right? It wasn't some amazing offensive game, but it was pretty consistent. It was in and out of the huddle. They got their little thing going on now with actually sort of not really huddling and having
a sugar huddle or whatever they call it.
Sugar huddle, that was really good. I've always thought that team should do that more. You know, why not do a fake count or whatever, see what the defense is in? And you may not call a perfect play, But when you break the huddle with, you know, 14 seconds left, there's not much time to audible and for the guy on the sidelines to see the defense. Now, you know, they can talk in your head until 15 seconds. So if you're at the line of scrimmage with 25 seconds left, they can say, well, let's go with a run to the right, you know, 34 zone or whatever. And it may not be the best play, but you can definitely sort of have an idea what the defense is in.
Does that strategy play itself better against one kind of defense versus another? For instance, like, did it work better because of what the Vikings were trying to do on defense, and maybe it wouldn't look so good against something that's like
no,
a disguise 3-4 or...
I don't think so. I mean, so there's, you know, your first and second down plays, and defenses are just a little bit less crazy on first and second down. The third down is where all like the weird stuff can happen. The muddle, you know, sort of muddle huddle thing, you know, or whatever you want to call it, defense, where they walk, amoeba defense, where they just sort of walk around.
And don't show anything.
It's hard to identify who's who, and people are all standing up. And that's where all the weird stuff happens. But on first and second down, teams have to play gap sound. They have to stop the run. There's all these other things that go on. So I actually really like that Nagy is doing that, whether it's Trubisky at quarterback or Chase at quarterback, but to have that extra time to go like, you know, and sort of see from up top, up in the booth, it's amazing what you see. If you're a fan at home and you really love football and you don't pay for the game pass from the NFL, it's
the
like
all 22.
It
all
looks
22.
So easy from up there, though. Like, how did he not see that?
It comes
guy?
Out late Tuesday yeah. night or late Monday night, Tuesday morning. And that's when you watch, that's football. When you're that's what we watch in our film room and stuff, and that's really see all the puzzle.
Yeah.
And if you're just sort of watching the TV versions, you're doing a disservice to yourself if you're a real football fan, for real. And you can watch all the games. You can watch all the NFL games and skip through and find that touchdown play and see how it happened and whose fault it was. And it's incredible. You can see it on that Game Pass stuff.
The other coaching aspect that surprised me, here's Nick Kwiatkowski, who's, you know, special teamer, kind of a grinder type, coming in for Roquan Smith in the mysterious circumstances. And if I am game planning against him, and we've watched a lot of Nick Kwiatkowski, make him turn his hips, make him change direction. They allowed him to come downhill in his gap, scrape around everything in front of him the whole time, and at some point a wheel route or anything to get him matched up on somebody. How I know you didn't game plan for him, but how can you not see that?
Well, so the Vikings don't play that style of offense where they don't run a lot of like option routes. They run sort of concepts that, you know, create triangles, and so a quarterback can sort of go through a, you know, a rhythm passing game and one hitch here and two hitches to here. It's not really come out and like, we're going to have a running back wide and release, come up on the Will linebacker, and he's going to break left, break right, or even run a seam past him, you know, a true option route. They don't really do much of that. Stefanski's got some of that in his history. Kubiak, that really wasn't his thing. There's, you know, it's the zone, it's the play action, it's the bootleg stuff. And when you can't run the football, the play action sure isn't very good. And they had some play action hits in that game that Cousins kept throwing the ball to the fullback in the flat. It was like the fullback, they featured the fullback in that game. It was a very strange offense.
2019.
Good for Chicago. Yeah. But Cousins missed Adam Thielen early in that game. That probably would have been a touchdown. I think it was, you know, 5 yard line or something. He missed Thielen later on a dig route that he threw sort of behind him, and Fuller got his hand on it. He missed Stephon Diggs on at least a 25 or 30 yarder on a play action. They ended up going to the fullback. They had their shots, and their quarterback, you know, didn't give him the football. And so right now it's two good teams with good defenses. I think the Bears defense is better. I'd say the Vikings running game is generally better. But in the passing game, you know, Chase Daniel, because of how he plays, might be the best at playing. I mean, he played the best of the three quarterbacks that have all played all year. If you combined them all, I think Chase's game, that was the best of the 8 games that the two teams have played.
Wow, that is some heady stuff from one former NFL quarterback, Sage Rosenfels. We will do more with him. He is in studio on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Keep it here. You have the score.
The Score is your home for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Join your host, Josh Liss, along with our team of marathon experts, Sunday morning, October 13th, starting at 7 a.m. to hear the world's elite athletes compete to be the fastest through 26.2 miles of Chicago's neighborhoods. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon live broadcast exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by the National Association of Realtors, who will stop at nothing to find you the perfect home. Major League Baseball's postseason begins tonight with the National League Wild Card game. It's worth noting that only five teams who ranked in the top 13 in payroll made postseason, and the Red Sox and Cubs at 1 and 2 are spectating. Four teams, the Brewers, who play in Washington tonight, the Twins, who won more than 100 games, the Athletics and Rays, all came in under the Major League average and are playing. The A's, 25th, play the Rays, 30th and last in Wednesday's AL wildcard game. Those four teams deserve special kudos for making it this far. They're proof it isn't always how much you spend, but how you spend. The Yankees, who are ranked 3rd, deserve special credit for surviving an incredible injury plague. So do the Brewers, who lost MVP Christian Yelich for the season and still made it this far. I'm John Feinstein.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Visit the Governor's State University Open House on Saturday, October 12th from 10 to 1 to learn about scholarships, including the Full Ride Presidential Scholarship with a November 1st application deadline. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn five times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about: benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Jason, how much thought do you put into walk-up music? Yours changes. I've noticed that. Yours, you change yours a little bit. So how much thought do you put into it?
You got to change it, though. You know, you got to go with a vibe. I like to mix it up. I want the fans to be involved with it. For sure, you want them to love it. But at the same time, like Schwarber said, like, you got to feel some swag. You got to feel some swag walking to the plate, get you in the zone, to kind of take you away from the moment for a second, and then bring you right back to it. For one, you're waiting for them to play the music. You're like, come on, like, send it, let's go. I need the music, because the crowd's loud, like, I'm too anxious right now, I need something to just chill me out. But honestly, I feel like we all do a good job of it, especially at home, because we're on the third base side. Like, we're watching the at-bat close, and we're watching the game play out. We see the scoreboard, we see the situation. You're just kind of optimistic about everything that's happening.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head-to-head. So you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Coach wants that.
They need more takeaways.
How do you coach that?
You cannot. I mean, you never say that publicly, but in the back of your mind, you know, you're working on it in practice. When we were at Oklahoma State, you know, we were on like 50 years of probation or something down there. Okay. So we didn't have very good players. Not enough of them. And we would work on those same turnover drills that we worked on when we all came to Oklahoma State from University of Pittsburgh. Defensively, on our team up here, we had Hugh Green, Ricky Jackson, you know, Bill Moss, Tony Siragusa. I mean, you know, we had some real players, you know, great players, Hall of Fame players, and we would get turnovers. So we did those same drills, guys, at Oklahoma State, and we didn't get them.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight show, 670 The Score. Are you guys at a point where you look at different solutions to some of the lineup spots?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, a valid question. I think that I still would say, you know, that this is a group that's, you know, won more games than any team, really, you know, since we've been put together. So there's a lot of positives. There are some areas of frustration, like we just discussed. We haven't been very good in those situations. And, you know, we'll certainly look outside, you know, for answers. I think that whether we find those answers is a question. I think that, you know, the trade market can be tough, and we're not going to make change for change's sake. You know, this is an offense that probably doesn't have quite the depth that it has. Certainly miss Zoe's presence. His quality at bats and his on-base skills.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I've been in this offense for a long time, and Coach Nagy knows what I like, and we sort of got toward that. We sort of just no huddle, kept them off balance, off tempo, still ran the football, even though it's a really good run defense. And that was one of those games. It's rough, it's tough, it's rainy, it's a division game, you're at home. You got to be able to pound the rock, especially with the way our defense was playing.
Chase Daniel, we had a nice sit-down conversation with him when we were in training camp.
It's good to talk to.
Talking some football. Yeah, no, he is. He didn't divulge any state secrets, but he knows his stuff. He clearly knows this offense and in his sleep, and it was obvious with how well it was running. Although, they did get the one touchdown.
Yeah.
I think, in part, that is because of the way they knew they could get out of that game without having to press their luck very much.
I tell you what, the touchdown was good design and really good execution by the quarterback, and something that, you know, I'm not sure Trubisky might be able to see if he saw that exact same coverage and how it's set up. But basically what happened is the Vikings played a form of cover four, and on the weak side, Harrison Smith is really helping with sort of the X receiver, but also helping with the Will linebacker, who's one-on-one with the running back, Tariq Cohen. Well, what a lot of times teams do is then, since it's sort of double-team the running back with the weak side safety, the strong side safety is out in the slot and playing sort of over the outside receivers, the tight end type player, that first player closest to tackle, he is by himself with the middle linebacker. And that is a matchup teams like. Well, then you put a receiver in there, of which the Bears did. They had Allen Robinson in that spot. And he comes running at that middle linebacker, and he ends up putting a move on him and moving the other direction. Well, defenses know the weakness of that defense is, especially a guy like Harrison Smith, is the middle linebacker. He's got the one-on-one. Everyone else is sort of getting some doubled. The middle, in particular, when it's not even a tight end, it's a receiver in there. So you've got to think, well, the Bears formation, this thing. So what did Harrison do? At the snap, he goes and helps out the middle linebacker, Eric Kendricks, all right, to help out with Allen Robinson. So who is truly one-on-one?
Cohen
and the Will linebacker. And Anthony Barr is good. But Cohen, if you get time, one-on-one, he's just going to get separation. That is his thing.
Like, as long as he puts it on the correct shoulder. Because we've seen that play open, and we've seen Mitch.
It has to be an accurate throw. It's a sneaky, hard throw to be really accurate, especially to a smaller gap. Running backs, you know, people say Tom Brady puts the ball right on someone's chest. Like, he doesn't let his guys drop it. And to running backs, you can't make them raise their arm above their head a foot or down by their knees. That ball has to be really, really accurate, and Chase was accurate on that throw.
He's Sage Rosenfels. He's our quarterback on Tuesdays here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena. So I guess it's Northwestern Basketball. Interesting how they do that there.
There you go.
They just switched it on you. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, and Illinois. Season tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com.
So if Chase is a responsible quarterback and a technician, I guess, at times, he is not a playmaker. I don't know that I'm going to be convinced that he's going to be able to flash with arm or his legs. What then are the Raiders, it's a bye week after that, but what are the Raiders going to do to make Chase Daniel break?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I always think the veteran guys like Chase, who do get the ball out quickly, who can identify defenses quickly, to blitz those guys a lot of times is a mistake because they can see it and they won't miss the hot. You know, Trubisky does not have a deep understanding of protections yet. You can tell, especially when teams are sort of walking around. I think sometimes they snap the ball and he's sort of hoping that the offensive line is going to pick up the blitz because you don't always know. And they do so many formations and jet sweeps and stuff. Sometimes it's sort of a crapshoot and the defenses are changing. So I think with this quarterback, he does see those things. He's not going to miss a hot throw. Listen, when you're a backup, things are hot.
You better
potato.
Not.
It's a hot potato, baby. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to take some hit and you know, just to take the hit because I want to know what I'm doing. And when you stand back there and you watch the starters for years, you're looking at protections the entire time and making sure it's like a deep study of it. So having said that, I would like to think that they're not going to heat him up. Because I think they don't want to have to guard the Bears receivers one-on-one out there. They are tough to match up with, and Nagy does a great job of releasing running backs, not having to keep them in protection, which means you're going to have sometimes even a defensive end have to, guard a running back one-on-one, but a lot of times a linebacker. And against this Bears team, you don't want that. So I see teams more playing coverage and trying to keep the ball in front of them.
I wonder what the level of trust is going to be then, because it kind of cuts both ways. If you say you want to get out of the huddle and to the line to have Nagy in.
Or just not huddle at all.
Or not huddle at all, yeah. But have Nagy in communication with his quarterback up until the 15-second mark when it cuts out. I understand having to feel that Mitch needs that Mitch needs the eyes and ears. Maybe Chase Daniel doesn't. Now, maybe he and Nagy are seeing the same things because he's been sort of this quasi-assistant coach for so long that maybe he doesn't need to be babysat at the line of scrimmage
in
the same way.
And I think it's a conversation. You know, I remember talking during my career about this when I think I was talking to Kyle Shanahan about this, and he was like, I'm big into just sort of calling the play. And hopefully we've discussed so many things in all of our meetings and all these things that I know he's going to execute the play that I call. But I was always like, hey, if you can give me like an extra little, a little thought here. Hey, we're in the red zone. Don't take a sack. Or, yeah. Hey, maybe go on a hard count here. Or, they're bringing in, whatever personnel group, dime personnel. And they're only three down linemen. So be ready for their three down blitz package. I'll take that information. The more you can give me, the better. Now, it would be super annoying if they were just talking to you, just giving you so much information. Now you're paralysis by analysis type of deal, right? So I think it all depends on the quarterback, but in particular, a young guy, when it's not Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, if you can just give them a little information or just a little reminder, I think that's nothing but positive.
You watch a lot of David Montgomery, obviously, at Iowa State, your alma mater, and I find him to be fascinating in that his skill set, just scouting what he does, it's clear that the guy sees things developing around him, and he also loves running to contact. It's almost like he wants to run you over, and he wants to show you how long he can stay up. He's got a great gyroscope. But sometimes I wish less were more with him, where hit the first crease, make your magic at the second level.
Yeah.
You don't have to make everybody miss the moment you touch the ball.
It's not going to change. Okay. I saw it at Iowa State for, I think, 3 years.
This is what it is?
This is how he plays.
Okay.
He broke every Pro Football Focus record for like yards after contact. Yeah. He will not go down on the first hit or maybe even the second hit. He will find a way to get every last inch. Now, of course, the Vikings did not do almost anything on the ground against the Bears, which is probably extremely impressive. to have linebacker out, D tackle out, one of the best in the game, and to still get nothing on the ground, which the Vikings have been dominating for them. I mean, two out of their three games, they had almost 200 yards rushing on the ground with Dalvin Cook. If you look at Dalvin Cook and compare him and his style to David Montgomery, they're like opposites. Cook is like a Porsche. So they will, you know, stretch it, and then boom, he hits it. And when he hits it, it's a hole. He squirts through that hole and he's out. You know, cut back, boom, and he's gone. David's not like that. He is sort of a agile, side to side, try to get through here, try to make a guy miss, try to run a guy over, spin move, fight one more guy off, throw, punch him, you know, and try to like hang on, and then dive forward for that last 5 yard gain.
That's a good way to have a short football career.
That's his choice.
Yeah.
That's his choice. And I think over time he'll learn, but that's how he ran at Iowa State. And it was like, man, there was some of the most amazing 2 yard runs that were just, you know, fighting off guys and in the backfield. And it's not a disciplined running style. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's adventurous.
He's
going on a quest. Every time he's taking on an army.
Short yards, right? And goal line stuff, I think it might be very, very good. And it's interesting. Like he caught a seam route a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing more of that.
He could run a little option route. Like he's got some agileness. He's just a rookie. He's completely learning the game, I think. But I think he will over time. I'd like to think a little more disciplined and sort of his track is cut. Sometimes you just got to shove it up in there and get 3 or 4 yards and not try to make everything into a home run. Because he doesn't have the breakaway speed to take him 50.
When you go back through the game film and when you watch on Tuesday mornings and everything, we've been told over and over again that the tight end, both the Y and the U, feature prominently in this offense. We haven't seen the production from a guy like Trey Burton. Adam Shaheen has actually kind of flashed once or twice this season, believe it or not. But do you see that being as important, like as critical point to the offense as perhaps we've talked it up to be? And not just we, I mean, that coordinator, that head coach. I mean, it's been a lot of people telling you how important Burton's role is to that offense.
Well, they have a lot of weapons. There's a lot of guys you want to get the ball to, you know, and their tight ends are not just blocking tight ends. That's for sure. I mean, not saying they don't block and they're not good blockers, but they are regularly out in the passing game. As part of the route combination, as part of the read, you see it on the RPO stuff. Well, they'll be by themselves in a tight split, and they'll run quick outs. You see with Burton, you saw it with Shaheen in the game. Like that's a part of the passing game. That's a tight end who's part of this RPO thing. Usually, the RPO stuff is more for the wide receiver. So, I do think them as a definitely major part of the whole puzzle. But they've got so many. They don't try to force the ball into one particular position or whatever. So, you know, some old school offense, like we throw, Norv Turner was more of a tight ends guy, more of a receivers guy.
Sure.
It was really more, the running backs didn't have a gazillion catches, all about hitting those receivers, vertical passing game. And then the old Bill Walsh
stuff. That's the Coryell stuff. I mean, we learned
when
Mike Martz came here.
One-on-ones on the outside.
Got rid of Greg Olsen so he could bring in Brandon Manumaliguna to be a tackle.
Yeah, tons of one-on-one stuff on the outside. Yep. And then the Walsh stuff was like, you know, creating triangles and working these things on the inside, which are not those outside receivers, which very much involved the tight ends like Brett Jones in the passing game. Mm-hmm. And then you have this offense, which is just sort of spread thing. And really the defense dictates we're going to go with the football. So I think everyone's a viable option just based off how defenses are. Sometimes the tight ends are not, they're not showcased, but I don't know if anyone's showcased in this offense. I mean, they throw the ball to the running backs, they throw the ball to receivers, they throw the ball to the tight ends, they try to run the ball, they put a Cordell Patterson, who's just sort of mixed. I don't know if he's a running back here or what.
I want him to not take snaps anymore. Well, I need that smothered out of the offense.
Wildcat 3rd-and-3 is like my least favorite play.
I'm good on that.
College football, it works, but not in the NFL.
I like that he actually tried the team. I thought it was a near fumble, but it was actually a jet sweep fake that he didn't want to do, really.
Yeah, I don't want
sort of
that.
Held the point of the football out, kind of. I'm like, if you're going to do that, show it to him a little bit. Belly it, let him run with it a little bit.
Giving people the football in the quarterback sort of position who aren't used to it, no matter how many times they do it, they usually look pretty awkward.
Not a fan.
Yeah, he didn't want
to.
Clearly, we should mention that is the food here yet?
I don't know.
We got a big deli order that's coming.
Yes, it is. It is here.
It is. Yeah. Wonderful.
We got a big thumbs up from Rick.
And by the time we get to, we're going to go do a special edition of Score Leftovers today, where Sage is going to get on the board and he's going to walk through some stuff. And a lot of stuff, maybe your head's spinning right now. We're talking about positions and who's where and who what assignments are. We'll put a visual to it, and we're going to post it on the Twitter feed, on our own personal Twitter feeds a little bit later once we get the video for you on Leftovers.
Yeah, should be a bunch of fun. I learned some things during the break. Sage diagrammed some stuff, and we're going to hopefully teach the same thing to you. Sage, been lovely. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
great
for
hanging
me
with you. We'll do
appreciate
the Leftovers
it
thing. Lawrence mm-hmm is coming up with transition. 670 The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install carpets, heating and cooling systems, sheds, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done. With licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy. Why does it, in your opinion, feel like so many in your profession are so guarded? Like the aura of secrecy in the NFL doesn't really allow coaches to show a human side. We're not asking for the game plan, but just a little normalcy.
Yeah, it comes down to trust. I mean, let's face it. You guys are sitting here doing your job. You're very passionate about your job and how you do it, and you want to be great at it. And I just think that for me, regardless of my experience, and lack of experience at this position, you know, last year being my first year, I just respect everybody as people, and I understand that, you know, you're trying to be the best you can be, so why not be honest with you? And are there some things that we have to be guarded in what we say without giving an advantage to other teams? Of course, but I just respect what people do.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Listen to Radio.com on just about every single connected device in your home.
I love to listen at work, in the car, and when I'm at the gym.
Every morning.
Hear your favorite songs.
The best hits.
Your morning news.
Current up to date.
Sports talk.
I listen to it all the time.
Can't miss podcasts.
On demand 24/7.
And much more.
I'm always listening to something.
On Amazon Echo, Google Home, Sonos, Roku, Fire TV, and Chromecast.
When I'm cooking, when I'm in the car.
I'm always on the go.
Pretty much everywhere.
For details, head to Radio.com/listen.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When we talk about winning football, mm-hmm, 5 takeaways is the answer.
That's the question that was plaguing this Bears defense. Yep. If there was only one thing left to do that they hadn't done, this has been a very dominant defensive unit since really the opening series against the Packers.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Well, the Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight show, 670 The Score.
We do a lot of positive things offensively, but I do think we change some behaviors when we have guys on base, whether it's certain guys might chase more in those spots, certain guys might get more pull conscious, you know, certain guys, you know, may get more passive. And I think that's something you're constantly looking at, is the best, you know, clutch hitters that I've seen are able to, you know, really tighten their focus and tighten their strike zone and really force the pitcher to work in those spots. And I think sometimes we don't do that. So I think we have to organize our strike zone, as Joe would say, in those situations, and make it so we're not changing our behavior in a negative way when you get guys in scoring position.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Thank yous. Paul Charchi and Kevin Fishbane and Sage Rosenfels. Also, Zawoski, Camp, Diaz, and Brian Gertsch. If you missed us or burying the lead, the video feed has returned. Kevbo had updates tomorrow. Boy, this is football. This just is just dripping with football wisdom and knowledge. Mike Florio, Robert Mays,
all right.
Hub Arkish.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's a lineup,
we got some
man.
NFL stuff. We
it's
got
football,
some
football,
mister. Oh, yeah. There's a little bit of everything in there. And we'll have a baseball game that's going to be played tonight. We can talk about that outcome. Some team's going to be eliminated.
Are we? I mean,
you can't do it. You
listen,
have too many phantom pains.
I'm Captain Baseball, you know that. I'm gonna watch. I'll get involved. I'll get interested. This Bears team has become everything at this point. You know, I mean,
kind of.
They announced themselves.
Kind of, but they made it weird.
Then that's what makes it beautiful. Like, there's a healthy amount of weirdness, maybe even unhealthy. But then there's also the whole 3-1, got out of a month, and you don't even have your starting quarterback thing. That's remarkable to me.
Lawrence Holmes pacing the hallways, getting ready to join us for Transition. That is coming up next on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Man, how do you think it's going to go for Mitch Trubisky between the ears if they just keep winning without him? Chase Daniels, our guy. Like, this happened at a terrible time for Mitch Trubisky's psyche.
Well, you know, it's going to happen at some point anyway, so it might as well be right now.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
To purchase and secure financing on a new home, then you need to call Team Hochberg. Meet Maggie and John, relocating from the East Coast. They began searching online for a home and lender, and Maggie was frustrated with both the online realtors and lenders' lack of follow, so she called her father, Marv, for advice. And Marv advised Maggie, stop wasting time with people online she didn't know. And he strongly recommended that Maggie contact the only real estate team he trusted, Team Hochberg, to help them locate and finance their new home. Well, Maggie spoke with a Team Hochberg mortgage professional who approved them to purchase a home before meeting with a Team Hochberg realtor. Securing the approval will enable Maggie and John to close quickly after Team Hochberg's realtor helps them locate a home. If you are buying or selling a home, call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. Do what I did. Stop putting off LASIK surgery. I'd had many glasses and contacts for 25 years, since third grade. And finally getting LASIK is one of the best decisions I've made in a long time. I'm seeing 2015, and at my 1 month checkup about 2 weeks ago, I even picked off a couple of letters on the 2010 line. I know. I'm very happy. It's been a life changer for me. You should call or go online to schedule your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK and see if you're a candidate for all laser LASIK. The consultation is awesome. Part of the reason I put off LASIK surgery is because the research around it and kind of understanding it seemed so big. The consultation is awesome because they break it down into the small parts so even a guy like me can understand what's going on. You understand that this is a procedure that's specifically tailored to your prescription, and the all laser thing, it's a technological advancement. You should give Sharp Vision Modern LASIK a call. See why the team is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
With the first pick in the plumbing and heating supply draft, contractors select supplyhouse.com. With next day delivery speed and total inventory coverage, supplyhouse.com does it all. Stop wasting your time and money. Supplyhouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house. Supplyhouse.com.
There comes.
You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is Radio.com Sports.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Eddie Jackson. Our front seven is not like most of the NFL. It's one of a kind. So when you go up against these guys, you know, you got Mac, you got Danny, you got Akeem, you got Eddie, you got Lynch that going to come in and make a play. You got Zell, you got Roquan, you got just guys everywhere.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, Ryan Pacey, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. Am I wrong in saying that Cordarrelle Patterson might be the most important addition of the offseason just because he's something you haven't had before? This is a different piece, and obviously it's a kick returner and it's field position, but it's also something that Matt can have fun with.
Yeah, I think for when we make personnel moves, for us to be right and accurate, we have to be on the same page with our coaches, because you know those guys have to be utilized the right way. And CP was probably one of the guys we discussed most in the offseason because he's so versatile and there's so many different things he can do: kick return, running back, receiver, slot. There's so many things he can do. So with Matt's creativity, it made us feel really good about that investment.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for everybody showing up today.
Just going to try to eat all of the sandwich before we come back from break. Just even though you walked in here like 2 seconds ago.
With the sandwich.
Oh, sandwich.
With a mouthful of sandwich.
So I told
sandwich.
Him when there were 30 seconds left when he was still inhaling it in here.
Just going to try to get it all done before we even start.
No, huh? I took one bite. Now I have to look at it.
Of course.
Longingly.
We have to smell it.
You could have waited another 7 minutes. You could have just inhaled the whole thing.
7 minutes sounds like an eternity
Thank
now.
God they're not chicken wings. You know how he eats chicken wings?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God.
The rule with chicken wings, it's like eating a rib tip. You put the whole thing in your mouth. Whatever isn't edible, eventually you pull out of your mouth.
Ugh,
That's hey, you don't have to look. I'm
sometimes
busy.
The thing is, sometimes I do, and it's horrifying.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. That's a you problem. That's not a me problem. So this was my Bears Monday on a Tuesday, and my post Vigo Monday on a Tuesday. You got to hash out some of that stuff yesterday, but we started out with a lot of the Theo Epstein because there's a lot going on, and I'm getting the feeling just talking to some people when this idea of the hitting
director of pitching.
I am told to not be surprised if both are from outside the organization.
Yeah, I would think that's what you're looking for. I mean, when you've got organizations outpacing you in the ways you develop some of the ways you develop players, and I mean that, you know, literally in that order, mm-hmm. You got to find organizations that are inventing the ways to train players.
Which aren't necessarily affiliated baseball organizations. It could be an organization, I don't know, in an office park somewhere in suburban Seattle.
The same people that help you find a Bears kicker.
Sometimes in baseball, some of the smartest outside the box stuff is being done by people who did not come up through the traditional system.
Can I run something by you guys? Since you guys are probably a little bit more onto the quant side than I am. Joe, in the last conversation that we had last Tuesday, was talking about how everyone is kind of playing from the same sheet of music with what they do quantitatively. And he proposed an idea of maybe, and this is me adding conjecture to it, but maybe the inefficiency is to go buck against some of that by doing different things, like maybe putting guys in motion a little bit more often. Does that make sense to you guys in today's baseball that the pendulum may swing back the other way and that may be where you can find an extra win or two per season?
I thought we had that with that one Ned Yost Royals team that supposedly look what they're doing.
Yeah, but it was kind of before, like, everyone was kind of...
And I think we're talking post that, right?
Yes.
I think what's more likely, I would guess, and I don't know what Joe was specifically talking about here, I would guess that it's more a shift in the profile of hitter you're looking for. You know, because if you look at the way that the Astros and Jose Altuve developed specifically, this was a guy that came out of literally nowhere and was not on a single prospect list to become a guy at his size and stature that can A, hit for power and hit for contact. There aren't a lot of those types of guys. But the ability to handle that high fastball and also put in play the low and away breaking ball, do the first for power and do the other for average, essentially, that's unique. That's the unicorn, right? That's what everybody's searching for.
That's what you're trying to get Javier Baez to be able to do.
Well, the holy grail in there, the balance, the ideal balance is where the Astros have realized you don't have to sell out for slugging. Can you slug without striking out? That's the thing. And maybe the ball is making that decision for you. That's what you don't know. That's the X factor in all this, is how much can you rely on a juiced ball helping you get the slugging you need without the strikeouts? Because it was always this understanding with a three true outcome player, like, well, yeah, he strikes out a lot, but he walks and he hits home runs. Now they're asking for more. They're asking for much more contact and slugging. Can you do both consistently? Can you have a lineup that does all of it?
And I know throughout the season, one of Joe's things was also the change in a situational at bat. Like, okay, look, if your approach is you're trying to go yard, fine. But now there's two strikes. And I know that there is more value in you going yard, but I also would like it if you could move that runner. And the strikeout, where a lot of times in the past, the striker's been like, oh, well, at least it wasn't a double play. Mm-hmm. Is now being looked at as, maybe it's not great to just have that. Why don't you try to push the ball to the right side? And can a hitter change their hitting philosophy during the at-bat? Can you find players that can do that so that their approach is, all right, I took my hacks. I took my A hacks, and now I need a B hack to make this a successful at bat.
I think what that comes down to, I mean, Joe Maddon's whole philosophy can be summed up in B hack more or less, right? The ability to put the ball in play with two strikes. He's harped on that for years. But I think that what that comes down to is I would guess that we're seeing more and more strikeout pitches in the strike zone now than we have before. and that comes with a prevalence of that high four-seam fastball. You can throw that up at the top of the zone where it still nicks versus, you know, we're talking 5-8 years ago.
And it's the X-axis slider.
Where you're talking about the slide. Yeah, like 5-8 years ago where you're talking about a slider that gets the chase. You know, something that's well out of the strike zone. The Alfonso Soriano slider that he used to strike out on all the time, right? Now we're seeing more strikeout pitches being able to be pumped in as high fastballs. Those are pitches that you can slug a little bit with a B-hack because they're coming in at 97 and not 84. Those are pitches you can slug a little bit because they're more typically over the middle of the plate. That slider that's deep, low, and away is one that, you know, Starlin Castro throws the bat at and maybe dunks out into right field.
Speaking of Starlin Castro, yesterday I'm in a room with Ozzy and Chuck Garfine over at NBC Sports Chicago. And Ozzy kind of had this list of guys that he was hoping that the White Sox would go after, you know, second tier guys. And Starlin Castro was one of them. Mm-hmm. And Chuck says to me, he goes, wait, well, how old is Starlin Castro at this point?
28.
He's 29.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he has been in our conscience for